This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 106 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Mike Sozio from Four Peaks Roofing. Welcome.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me. We're big fans of what you guys are doing on this podcast, and we're really looking forward to this.
Hey, looking forward. I always love meeting new people, so this is perfect. So why don't we just jump up or climb up the ladder, whatever you want to do, and share a little bit of what you do at Four Peaks Roofing.
Yeah, so Four Peaks Roofing is owned by my brother Scott and myself. We're a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in both residential and commercial properties. We're recognized by all the major roofing manufacturers as certified installers, and we offer repairs, inspections, as well as full roof replacements.
Interesting. All right. So how did you get into the roofing business?
So actually, Four Peaks Roofing was a product of Sozio Construction Company, which was started in 1992 by my father, my three brothers, and myself. My father was a very successful commercial contractor in upstate New York. He often had us on job sites, learning and observing, even as kids. So he instilled in us the value of hard work and perseverance, knowing life doesn't always go as planned. Through the years, we successfully built hundreds of custom homes all throughout Southwest Florida. After the housing collapse in 2007, 2008, I actually left Sozio Construction and started working for a very large, well-known national commercial roofing company. I always desired to work with my family again and knew that one day when the time was right, I would. My brother Scott and I both felt we could help others with a very important component of their home, you know, their roof, as it typically is the first line of defense against environmental elements. So that's when we decided to open up Four Peaks Roofing.
Yeah, see, and the rest is history from there. So I'm guessing the journey isn't always smooth. So sometimes we face challenges or obstacles along our way. Was there something that maybe happened along your journey that, you know, now you can look back at and said, you know what, I'm glad I went through that. I'm in a better place now.
Yeah, absolutely. For us, or for me, it was during the housing recession. You know, as a company, we had to evolve and pivot our vision on what we, you know, what we had in mind for our family construction company. Some of us took roles in other companies as a result. As I mentioned earlier, I personally started working with a commercial roofing contractor at that time. I was trained in all types of roof systems all across the country on an array of different projects. Leaving my family's construction company and giving up on that dream was definitely one of the toughest decisions I ever made. However, in doing so, I was able to gain a vast knowledge and really expand on my understanding of the roofing industry. And as I stated before, I always knew I would one day work again with family, and as that was always really important to me. And that is ultimately what led Scott and I to open up roofing, Four Peaks Roofing.
And you can't replace that experience. That's very key, especially in this industry. You're always learning, but gaining that extra knowledge, I'm sure, has helped you now today.
Absolutely.
Are there any maybe myths or maybe misconceptions that we can clean up or clear up for our listeners?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, roofers typically get a bad reputation as there are quite a few bad apples who take advantage of people during their most vulnerable times. We've witnessed this firsthand after storms when our area gets flooded with out-of-state contractor or those who are unlicensed or even just unqualified. The high-pressure salesman that shows up to your house and insists that, you know, you sign today or that price is going to go up. Scott and I have always vowed to be the exception. We recognize that your roof must keep your family safe and your business viable. This is not a responsibility we take lightly. A wise man once said, far and away, the best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. And, you know, as Scott and I have built this business, we've seen that our work can truly help people. To us, this is work worth doing.
Absolutely. So are you from Southwest Florida originally?
Originally from Western New York, the Buffalo area. But in 1992, we decided to move on down, get out of that snow and do something a little bit different, get into some better weather. That's for sure.
I hear you. I'm sure you've seen a lot of change in that time being down here as well.
We have.
It's grown so much. I moved down in 89 and God, this, you know, half of this area wasn't here before then. But, you know, we welcome the growth. So outside of work, I know you don't have a lot of time owning a business and doing what you do. Are there things you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I enjoy spending as much time as I can with my wife and my two sons. You know, we all enjoy being active and seeing new places. We love taking advantage of the various places here in Southwest Florida to go boating and golfing. We also find importance in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to help others find hope in what sometimes feels like a hopeless world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to stay positive and focused on that. So I guess talking about the roofing industry, have you seen any trends within the industry or things that are newer or, you know, obviously the hurricanes have changed a lot of things down here. Is there new technology with some of that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the roofs are going more towards a metal roof, which is going to give you a little bit more durability for those high winds. You know, that's the biggest change we're seeing is just product change. You know, it used to be where metal roofing was mainly a commercial setup. You know, we would do it on the commercial buildings. And now we're seeing it a lot more incorporated into, you know, residential homes. That style is definitely shifting a little bit from it used to be your traditional, you know, only Key West style houses had those metal roofs. And now you're starting to see it on these new modern type of houses. So I'd say the metal roofs have really changed, you know, the ball game. We do specialize in a stone coated steel roofing, which is a metal roof that simulates tile. But again, it's all giving you that, you know, that durable hurricane, somewhat hurricane proof roof.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you definitely need it down here for sure. So is there maybe one thing that our listeners don't know about Four Peaks Roofing that you wish maybe they did?
Yeah, I'd say for us, you know, the roofing company that we've started, you know, trust, integrity, and honesty are the guiding principles in everything we do. You know, Scott and I really, truly care about our customers. Each roof is planned and reviewed by, you know, by both of us prior to installation for maximum output and risk management. We try to identify, you know, potential problem areas before they occur, saving our customers time and money. We even provide our customers with our personal cell phone numbers so they can always get in touch with one of the owners. You know, when you choose us, you're definitely getting more than just a roof.
Absolutely. And customer service goes a long way nowadays because there's a lot of companies out there that just forgot it for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it's a lost art, I want to say, unfortunately.
I agree.
So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they had questions about roofing or need to get something replaced?
Yeah, so customers can call our office directly at 239-829-4499 and ask for either Scott or myself, or they can talk with one of our trained team members. By visiting our website at the number 4peaksroofing.com, customers can not only contact us, but they can see recent job photos, read descriptions of each roof system we offer, and gain insight through our blogs, which are filled with useful tips and advice. Customers can also find us on the Better Business Bureau, all the major social media platforms, and now, thanks to you guys, on the Good Neighbor website.
Be all over the web. You will be worldwide famous. Absolutely. So any last words for our listeners?
No, just, you know, the roof is definitely one of the most important components for, you know, for your house. It definitely gives you that first line of defense, like I said. So just, you know, knowing the products, knowing how important it is to have a solid roof, you know, especially heading into hurricane season, I just advise all my customers to, you know, really pay attention to that aspect of your home.
Absolutely. Michael, hey, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and understand a little bit more about Four Peaks Roofing. And thank you for being such a good neighbor.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I really enjoyed doing this.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.